Apple leases office floors in Bangalore for 10 years in a deal worth more than 1,000 crore rupees.
Bhavish Agarwal's big plans to bring back the mojo to Ola.
Swiggy to appoint separate finance heads for food delivery and Instamart.
NASSCOM flags RBI draft export-import rules with Meti.
Agentic AI slashing GCC workflow timelines.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Before we get into our top stories today, Apple is making a big real estate play in Bangalore, Bhavya.
That's right, Chandra. The iPhone maker has leased nearly 2.7 lakh square feet at Embassy Zenith in Vasant Nagar for nearly 10 years. And the outgo for the company will be a little over 1,000 crore rupees, including rent, parking and maintenance.
The lease covers the 5th to the 13th floors of the tower with monthly rent at 6.3 crore rupees starting in April this year.
Yes, and Apple isn't just expanding offices, it's also preparing to launch its third India store in Bangalore at Phoenix Mall of Asia. After Mumbai and Delhi, this will be its next big retail push.
So as experts say, Apple clearly sees India as a critical growth market, both on the engineering, consumer and manufacturing fronts, irrespective of what Donald Trump might say. Well, let's jump straight to today's top tech and startup stories. And we begin with an interview that we got with Ola Electric's founder, Bhavish Agarwal. Now, we met him at the Ola Giga Factory in Krishnagiri. And he really took us through the whole process of making lithium ion cells. He's a big believer that, you know, EVs should be vertically integrated. They should make everything from cells to motors to vehicles in order to make money.
Yes, definitely a very interesting watch. Everyone should go and look into the interview. And the big bet, as he said here, is on the batteries. Ola's Giga Factory in Krishnagiri has started producing its own 4680 lithium ion cells. And Agarwal calls these the heart of EVs, and scooters powered by these in-house cells are expected to hit the roads this Navratri.
So he also revealed that Ola Electric is moving away from rare earth magnets, shifting to ferrite motors. That means scooters from the next quarter won't rely on China-linked rare earth supply chains.
Yes, on the numbers side though, Ola Electric, as we know, has slipped behind TVS and Bajaj recently. And Agarwal insists that it's temporary and targeting 25 to 30% market share in EV two-wheelers with better margins.
And he, of course, couldn't resist teasing new products. Moonshot motorcycles and scooters are on the way. And all this while Ola's stock price has actually halved since its IPO last year. But an important takeaway is, you know, when he spoke about his public market lessons, he said that he does not regret taking Ola Electric public, and that the markets have actually taught him many valuable lessons in the last year. But we'll reach retail investors buy it, we'll have to wait and see.
Yes, next up, food delivery giant Swiggy is reorganizing its finance team.
That's right. So instead of one big finance function, it's essentially splitting this function into two. So they are going to have a finance head for Instamart, their quick commerce unit, and other for their food delivery and dining out business. So both will be designated as VPs of finance, reporting to the overall CFO, Rahul Bothra.
Yes, the logic here is that food delivery is profitable and runs on a marketplace model, while Instamart is preparing to shift from a marketplace to inventory-led model, and that means the accounting will look a bit different.
Now, this is basically Swiggy taking a leaf out of Blinkit's book. Blinkit essentially went through the same transition after they hired their own CFO last year. Industry watchers say that this restructuring at Swiggy is a signal that they will perhaps follow Eternal-owned Blinkit in moving to an inventory-led model.
Yes, now let's talk IT exports. India's software exporters have raised concerns about the RBI's draft Forex regulations.
That's right. Now, the RBI wants to replace the long-standing Softex form with a new Export Declaration Form, or EDF, for services. Industry body NASSCOM met the IT ministry earlier this month to flag these issues.
Yes, the worry is that the EDF adds more paperwork. Companies already deal with GST systems, banks, and export data portals. And NASSCOM is recommending the GST platform to be made the single reporting window for exports, of course, with modifications.
They've also asked for extended invoice submission timelines, scrapping the 1 lakh rupee cap on consolidated invoices and flexible thresholds for advance payments.
Yes, India's IT exports have crossed $224 billion last fiscal, and with that scale, the industry says compliance should be simplified and not complicated at all. And finally, let's talk agentic AI. I'm sure you'd have heard that term flying around, and here's why it matters.
Well, Global Capability Centers, or GCCs in India, are speeding up their AI pilots. Traditionally, these took 6 to 9 months. But with agentic AI, which uses autonomous agents to execute workflows, pilots are now wrapping up in 90 days.
Yes, and analysts say the faster cycles encourage teams to focus on one problem, define outcomes clearly, and deliver working solutions more quickly. That could flip the ratio of work in GCCs from mostly extending existing systems to mostly building new ones.
So India has around 1,800 GCCs. So even if 10% of them adopt quarterly pilots, that's more than 750 new pilots a year.
Yes, the challenge, of course, is scaling. Moving from pilot to full commercial impact isn't easy, but the shift puts India in a stronger position to become a global innovation hub. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.